Show. This is Eric Schacht coming to you live from downtown Champaign with another weekly installment of See You at the Show and getting you caught up on everything that's going on in the local community theater scene. Today we are largely going to focus on high school theater as we've been spreading the word about all week on Facebook and on our website and on Instagram now. There are three big high school shows going on this week in Champaign-Urbana. Central, Urbana, and Centennial. I guess it's the usual thing. All three of their shows go up on the same weekend.
I was wondering, I couldn't remember. Is that normal? I thought sometimes they were staggered a little bit.
I guess I just heard a lot of resignation from the directors. Like, yeah, once again.
Oh, okay.
And so I don't know if it's coordinated or accidental, okay. If it has to do with maybe X number of weeks post-homecoming or a football off. Oh, you know what? It's after football season. That's one thing, that's for sure.
Sure.
With no superpower teams going deep in the playoffs and stuff like that.
Right.
So this is Eric Schacht. I didn't even get to introduce you. Your regular See You at the host. And my guest host today is Linda Evans.
Hi.
Hey, and we've got Linda's sidekick, Josie Evans, in the studio with us. Hi, Josie.
Hi.
So the Evans family, we had you in once before, right? Was that
right.
For Farinelli?
It was for Farinelli.
Okay,
yeah.
And I think we at least touched base on the fact that you have a very involved family with the CU theater community.
Yeah, we're all over the place. Yeah. Almost too involved because... This weekend, with all the high schools, you know, we have all these friends in the plays, and you want to see everything, but then Central, my son Dima goes to Central, and he's in the Addams Family, and it's double cast, so
right.
I want to see both casts, and, you know, how do we fit it all in?
Well, I think you were one of the few people that played along on Facebook about, like being an architect of how somebody's going to pull all this off, because, right, if you want to see both casts of Addams Family... which is the Central show. Theory of Relativity is the musical at Urbana High School. She Kills Monsters is the play at Centennial. And so that would be four, a dish to catch all of those. And then meanwhile, we also have The Realistic Jones is still going on at the station. So it could be, if you played your cards right, a five-show week. And one thing that Centennial actually made it easier to try to pull one of these mega show weekends off by moving their Saturday show to 2 p.m., I don't know if that's advertised at all. I just got this word of mouth through the Central actors who were excited about it because this gives them a chance to see the show.
Right.
And it's, you know, one of the things, reasons that I started See You at the Show was to promote a lot of crossover in the theater community between the different groups, between the station and Parkland and Twin City and CUTC. But it's also... cool to try to do that with the high school scene. And it's not because of me, but I was really pleased to see that the Urbana kids came to an invited dress of Adam's Family.
Right.
And when I heard that, that was just...
It was so sweet.
Yes.
And then a bunch of Central kids went last night to... Because Urbana opens on Wednesdays instead of Thursday. There was a bunch of the Central kids from the Adam's Family were there last night.
And right.
Theory of Relativity. It's really nice how they all support each other as much as they... I mean, they really need to be getting sleep and getting ready for their own shows, but they're there supporting each other.
Did you bring Dima or not?
Yeah, Dima came. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so you see, I made the reverse choice.
I know.
Wade.
I know.
because he really wanted to go, and you just... That's just one of those things
right.
You balance. At some point, you just have to intervene and say, you
yes.
need to be home with tea... with lozenges mm-hmm. and not talking.
We'll see. Well, I mean, I'm kind of lucky because tonight's kind of Dima's off night because he's an ancestor tonight. So
right.
I figured it was okay for him to go last night. Well, but Wade's like on, he's on the main cast.
Yeah, Wade.
Tonight,
Wade is Gomez tonight.
Yeah.
And he's going to be putting on his pencil-thin mustache.
Yeah.
And it's really something to see. And I think we were going to talk about theory of relativity first because we both saw it, but we're kind of in on Adam's family. It is really interesting how LaDonna has double cast this, which, you know, it gives a lot of extra kids opportunities.
It does.
That's for sure. It gives almost twice as many roles. Lurch is not double cast. Mr. Beinecke, which is Will Curtis, mm-hmm. is not double cast. And what's Lurch's name? We got to give him a shout out. I know you. You're a freshman and you're tall and you wear amazingly high shoes and your name is Luke Storsved.
Right, Luke.
But all of the other roles are double cast. And LaDonna actually got to talk with a few of the kids about what that's like to be double cast. And let's just hear from a couple of the lead actors. We have Maddie Henson, Josiah Zelke, and Wade Schacht talking with LaDonna about this kind of unique thing, because it is, Central is apparently the only high school that does this.
One thing that we do at Central High School is we often double cast shows. And you are double cast as Morticia with Rachel Gillette, who is a sophomore. Tell me what it's like to be double cast, maybe your past experience or a current experience.
Whenever I was a sophomore, I was double casted with a senior, and it was such an amazing opportunity for me to see how she had made different choices than me, and you really get a chance to balance your energy off of each other, and you learn from each other, and it's really nice to be able to be a senior and to kind of, even though I'm playing a mother, be a mother type figure to a lot of the younger people that have gotten like leads in this show. Like you said, Rachel Gillette is a sophomore. Wade Schacht is a freshman playing Gomez. Like, it's so amazing. And I think double casting just really gives a lot of people an opportunity to grow.
So, Josiah, have you been double cast before?
Yes. My first production here ever, I was double cast with the amazing Ricky Wilberg as Lord Farquaad in Shrek. That was a ton of fun.
He was so good.
And how did you feel about the double casting process?
It's really cool because most other shows I've done, I don't really get a chance to see another actor portray the same role, because when you see that, the two actors can really pick up on what the other is doing, and both performances are better as a result of it.
Wade, have you ever been double cast before?
I've never been double cast before, but it's a fun experience. Mm-hmm. I know I've definitely stolen some things from Josiah that he probably doesn't know I've stolen from him, mm-hmm. but it's just a really interesting thing to do, to see. Maybe sometimes even when you see something that you did go up on stage when the other person does it is one of the most gratifying feelings in the world. So it's fun.
All right. So, you know, I don't know. I've never been cast in a show where there were two casts. And in some ways, I think my first reaction would be, dang, I don't get to do as many shows, because
right.
I'm always looking at a run and thinking that's why I've loved, you know, finally breaking in with the station a little bit, because you get 13 shows, 3 weeks. And there's always a fantasy like, oh, our show is so good, they're going to hold us over. I don't know if anything's ever been held over.
It's really hard to, because we at the station, we have shows right on top of each other, basically. And so even if we wanted to, because we've talked about extending the run of a show before.
Right.
And we just can't.
Yeah,
so.
Like, well, Mamma Mia would have been one where, because it was selling out every night.
Yeah. Because Fun Home was the same. Fun Home was sold out every night. And it would have been nice to, and we had to cancel one night because one of the lead singers was sick, which also double casting is kind of nice, because if someone gets sick, it's almost like having an understudy, but you know.
Right. I don't know if you heard yesterday at Central when they were performing for the school, which was another great thing. I don't remember at all in high school getting exposed to the theater like this, but they had every class during their reading hour or something like that got to go to the auditorium and see part of the show.
Right.
And Rachel, who is Morticia in Dima's cast, got sick after maybe one of the times. And so then Maddie Henson had to step in mm-hmm. with Josiah.
Right.
And I actually asked Josiah a little bit last night about that when I saw him at the Theory of Relativity, and he said it was really cool. They bumped into each other a lot, and there were some missteps. But I also remember at the station they did this recently
with the last five years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and I remember, and I know that I talked with the performers about it, and it was because those were wildly different interpretations of a character.
Yeah, it was almost a different show between the two casts for the last 5 years. And I thought it was interesting when I talked to the actors, because I was like, it would have been fun to see them mix the two up, because it was four actors,
right?
You know, a male and a female. And I'm like, did you ever want to just, you know, switch the partners for one night? And they're like, yeah, we just never set. They'd already put out the press release of when they were going to be playing the parts, so they couldn't do that. But they're like, we really would have wanted to try that.
Like, that would be a reason to hold it over and do a doubleheader for the diehard fans, because I don't remember if I saw that show. I think I saw it three times, because I saw Brian's version first, and then drawn a blank on his name, David's French.
Yes, David French.
And no offense, Brian, but I had to see David again. It was just a revelation, that dude.
I think everybody had a cast that they kind of maybe clicked with more, you know, with that show. And so, So it'll be interesting. I haven't seen Adam's Family yet. You've got one up on me on that one, because you've already seen it.
Right.
And also, when my kids are in a show, I try to know as little as possible about the show before, because I like to be surprised and...
Yeah.
So I haven't really been talking to Dima much about it, but I do know double cast, especially for kids, I think it's a double-edged thing. Like, it's a positive in a lot of ways, but also, you know, like you said, you get less time.
Well, we're both on the board of the station, and we had a board meeting and we moved it up on Tuesday, and then I snuck out early because I didn't know if I wanted to see it or not. And then I thought, okay, there are only two performances.
Right.
So I'm going to get over there. And I got in just in time, and I'm super glad that I saw it. So let's play The Addams Family. This is Wade's cast. So we'll be hearing, let's see, Wade Schacht as Gomez, Maddie Henson as Morticia, Allie Miller as Alice, Will Curtis as Mal, and Ainsley as Wednesday, and Ethan Osmondson as Lucas. I think, and Alina Lowenstein, Pugsley also sings in this song. So I think that is the group. Quick little tidbit of the amazing When You're an Addams from the Addams Family, Central.
Ah, the intoxicating smell of the graveyard. Once a year, we gather beneath our family tree to honor the great cycle of life and death. Come, every member of our clan, living, dead, and undecided, and let us know what every Adams hopes for. Come to me, my luscious wife, oh she of skin so pale, eyes so black, and breasts cut down to Venezuela, and tell us what it is every Adams hopes for.
Darkness and grief and unspeakable sorrow.
I love it when you talk sexy. When you're an Adams, you need to have a little moonlight. When you're an Adams, you need to feel a little chill. You have to see the world in shades of gray. You have to put some poison in your day.
That's the way
when you're an Adams, you need to have a sense of humor. When you're an Adams,
you need to have a taste for death.
Who cares about the world outside and what it wants from you? When you're an Adams, you do what Adams always do.
Will you love me forever and ever?
We shall be as besotted with each other as the night we met.
Oh, our first date.
When you're an Adams, you gotta have a lot of passion.
When you're an Adams, you need to really love your wife
at least once per day.
You're happy when your toes are in the mud. You smile a bit the moment you smell blood. When you're an Adams,
you need to grab a bow and arrow.
When you're an Adams,
you need a moment to explode.
Just pour a potion
with the squid
and wait till things get hot.
When you're an Adams, you have to really stir the pot.
All right. Well, that's a little taste. And it really, I didn't know the show at all. And I was only exposed to it really for the first time on Tuesday night. and it's really fast and it's really funny. I was impressed with all of the actors, of course, but there's some really great chemistry. And I saw Dima's cast was on CI Living, I believe, mm-hmm. and they were similarly good. Yeah. I was noticing things already, like differences, like Wade was talking about between the two Gomez's, for instance.
Right. They do different things, and there's different chemistry between the characters and stuff. So that's kind of cool that you get to see a different side. And I really like the idea of them kind of learning from each other too. Like, oh, I never thought to do that. Maybe I want to incorporate that in my portrayal too. You know,
it's a really interesting thing, because when I've done shows before, I've thought about, do I want to look on YouTube and see what other actors have done? And I've usually decided no, I don't. Right. But here you're kind of thrust into it, especially with the way that they were rehearsing. I think last 5 years they were having separate rehearsals largely, and that's not the way it works at Central, both because they're one program, but also because the people who aren't featured are
still
part of
the
show.
Cast, right? Yeah.
And really, those ancestors are fantastic. The costumes are great. I know Susan Curtis was involved, and she had a great article in the News Gazette this week. So shout out to you, Susan, once again, going above and beyond. But I know that there's also a team at Central that was helping her out, and I don't have a program yet, so I can't give them all the props. But somebody needs props for the props, probably. And also, the set there is amazing. You haven't seen? Have you seen the set yet?
I haven't seen anything.
Oh, it's really, really cool.
I mean, it sounds like such a huge undertaking. I don't know how LaDonna does it. I don't know how Schmoor does it. Like, they are amazing, because it was a short amount of time, and they had sickness in there and stuff, so they had to change some of the rehearsals, and how they can make this huge production come together with two casts. I mean, it would be hard enough as a director for one cast, but to make a great production for both, it's really nothing short from amazing. And they, you know, they are also there at school doing their schoolwork and stuff too. It's a lot. It's a huge thing.
Well, everybody has stayed healthy, as far as I know.
It's amazing. And it's interesting, because we both saw the Theory of Relativity last night, and that's like the opposite. Like, it was a wonderful show, but there's very little props. There's no set. There's 12 chairs and 12 actors, and so like they couldn't be more different. And it's what, 75 minutes,
right?
And
just, you know, one act,
no intermission. And
it was so minimalist, like you said, so it was a complete opposite approach. And but yet, what the selection, the director was Tim Broker, and his choreographer, and I think co-director or assistant director was Alyssa Pavlakis. And I talked to them last night. I was meeting them for the first time, but I was really impressed with not just the result, but the selection of that piece to feature the vocals. And it didn't have it doesn't have a name anybody's probably ever heard of. So, but that's one of the reasons that I think I just want to implore anybody listening who's considering going to a show this weekend to make the Theory of Relativity a high consideration, because the talent, he's got 12 singers. It's roughly, there might be 7 girls and 5 boys. I didn't add it up. But they all have really interesting characters that it doesn't seem like there's a narrative, but it kind of catches up on you.
There's not. They're kind of separate songs, but they all tie together. Especially at the end, she ties it all together. So it's kind of interesting how it, but it's not the normal.
The Theory of Relativity.
Here's Tim just saying a couple things about it. The director of Theory of Relativity, Tim Broker. This is See You at the Show. We're featuring the high schools, and Urbana High School's got a good one.
Theory of Relativity is all about the seemingly unrelated events that actually all relate in some way. And so the concept of the show is that we all connect and we all depend on each other in some way or one way or another. And so it's really cool, and I think it's really important for the audience to see that the person that you see every morning at Starbucks, but you never talk to, right? That person, your paths cross every single day for a reason. And the person that holds the door open for you, or the person that you hold the door open for, while it seems like these are unrelated people, unrelated events, they actually all do connect and mean something in the end. And then as a society, as a world, as a culture of people, we all depend on one another and we all connect in some way.
So I was kind of surprised by that. Like, as we were watching the vignettes, kind of, they're called the stories of relativity in the program, where there's probably maybe 22 of them. So averaging 3 or 4 minutes long, I guess. But they didn't, I didn't realize that they were going to connect maybe ever.
Right.
I think it might have been useful, but I guess it unravels that way for a purpose, I guess.
Right.
And, but I'm interested in seeing it again, just knowing what I know in advance, to kind of see when two people make eye contact or when there's a look, or, because everything is intentional. And I didn't really realize that until the end. It really picked up momentum maybe 6 or 7 songs in. And I don't know, I felt a little bit like it was a hybrid of, I think this is what I do with shows I don't know, I find like hybrids of things. But it's a hybrid of Chorus Line and Love Actually. And because Chorus Line, you have the people stepping up and kind of telling their stories. Right. And that's what you had here. But then it really had a Love Actually vibe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the way it made me feel.
Right.
And the way, like, just when people get off the plane at the end and you just see people hugging and stories intersecting. Right. And the way Tim described it, too, of somebody you hold the door for could end up being an important person in your life someday.
Yeah, no, and I we talked about this before the show, like I definitely cried. I'm not a huge crier, but like I definitely teared up at different parts. And I think, you know, some of the stories were more relatable than others, but there were definitely several of them I could really relate to. There's like a germaphobe in the show. I thought she had OCD, because I have a child with OCD. Dima has OCD, and he saw the show last night too, and he's like, "No, mom, she didn't have OCD. She's a germaphobe." But that part really touched me too, because like they dealt with it, and it was sort of funny, but it was also serious in the same time, and she's kind of working through it, and I've seen that with Dima having to work through all this stuff with OCD. So that was interesting, and it quickly goes to, there's some really funny things, but there's also some really deep kind of, it said adult material, and at first I was like, I don't see what's adult from this, and then you get some interesting things from like the song about Ricky and
The song about Ricky was tough, and that was the Elise Johnson was the actress who came up with the guitar. So she was actually the germaphobe.
Yes, I loved her. I really loved her.
But she was when I drew like arrows to her name once I figured out who she was, because in the program it just lists the company with their real names, because although we do get a couple names, like there was Mike and there was Julie.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it doesn't matter.
Right.
And so you do kind of have to put their song together with the actress. And so Elise, you have a magical voice and stage presence.
Yes.
And when you came out, and me and Ricky with your guitar in the middle, and then there was harmony in that song. And I think it was the harmonies overall that really got me in the show. Because when all 12 of them would sing, it had that really like elite acapella-ish sound, even though there was a live pit, which also really impressed me.
Right.
And they were good. And I was sitting right by the pit, and I thought I was going to get overwhelmed. But this is just, I'm not going to play the clip. We don't have enough time.
Yeah, sorry.
I will post the clip online. But there is here's a minute of Nothing Without You by the Urbana High School Company. Feels again.
I know.
That was really, I don't know, somebody viewer, fan, tell us how that sounded online and tell me if you want me to post the whole clip. But there's so much love that comes out, and I can tell that these kids all really like each other. It seems like a really great drama department.
I definitely felt like they were so connected, and every once in a while I just kept having to pinch myself going, this is a high school group, because they sounded so good, especially when they sang all together. I really felt like it was not high school kids doing this.
Yeah, I was making notes in the dark with like my left hand on my program, but I've got harmony written down maybe four different times. And I wanted to highlight some, like Ella Burris is somebody I've been following now for 4 years. She's a wonderful actress. She's a senior in it. The song Apples and Oranges was so cute too.
Yeah, that was cute.
I don't even know how to explain any of this. So it really is something that 75 minutes, get out to Urbana High School, support their program. Their theater is just magnificent and beautiful and comfortable. And there are great seats.
Mm-hmm. And it's $10.
Yeah.
Which is a great deal.
It's a great deal. And I think it's less for students. So if you look really young, you can get in for cheap.
Yeah. At least I got in for $10 last night. So I'm hoping that's the right price. But
Alyssa Pavlakis, who did the choreography for the song, promised me this, which is, that's what I really cried. It felt like the sort of choreography that would win awards on So You Think You Can Dance. Not that the dancing was all that incredible, but it was just taking music and making it live and tell this little story through silhouettes.
Right.
I don't know.
Right.
It was just...
And how you could be so minimalistic but bring across an amazing story or several amazing stories. Like, you know, you don't need a huge set and you don't need a bunch of props. Like, like a rose maybe is the only prop in the guitar. You know?
And they had choreography with hand movements with the way you would turn in a chair. There was dancing with a chair.
The dancing with the chairs was, I was really impressed with that because I don't know if I could do that without hitting somebody. I kept thinking, oh my gosh, because like some of these chairs are substantial chairs, right? Because they had to stand on them at one point. But they did amazing. They danced with them and it looked great. And then the ballet in the background during one of the songs.
Yeah, that was the Promise Me This. Zoe Bowers sang that song.
Yeah, and Zoe's amazing. There were just a lot of touching moments, some funny moments. You never knew where it was. At least I didn't, because I didn't know the show. I didn't know where it was going to go. Like the whole pie song and everything kept kind of coming back up. And yeah, so it's definitely a must-see. They do a great job over there. But we also have She Kills Monsters at Centennial. I don't want to like leave the show without mentioning our friends at Centennial. She Kills Monsters, if you haven't seen it before, it's... it has like amazing, I don't know if I can say bad, amazing women. Can I say ASS on the air?
At
this time of day? They're badass women. And so it's worth it for that. And you do not have to be into Dungeons and Dragons to understand it and get it. It's, you know, it's about a relationship with a sister and family, and her sister dies and she was into Dungeons and Dragons, and so she finds the book because she was a DM, a dungeon master, and so she finds the book and she kind of learns more about her sister through going through this, and it's very touching, it's kind of amazing, and just the strong women it are worth seeing just for that. And that's 2 hours, a little bit under 2 hours, and it has a 10-minute intermission, and that's at Centennial. And it sounds like they have a 2 o'clock.
Yeah, on
Saturday
2 o'clock Saturday.
Too.
So probably check online or check their Facebook post. See you at the show Facebook post, and I'll have all the times and details posted for all these shows. So I'm headed off to Central right now, and I can't wait to see Adam's family. But there's just really, and if you've learned anything from listening to us today, there are three really diverse, different kinds of shows showcasing the amazing talent that we have in this community, and Lindsey Green and LaDonna Wilson and Tim Broker, just the schools and the community are very lucky to have you. This has been See You at the Show. Stay tuned for Surferbilly Freakout coming up now.
You are listening to WEFT Champagne.